Spiritual death does not exist. The death of self or our ego is actually a positive thing, but that's hard to grasp when it's all we know ourselves to be. Yes, ego comes and goes. It is born into a beginning, has a life experience with five senses, and then dies. To many people, the thought of surrendering to the end of life as we know it is troubling. The unknown is often frightening, but that's just our imaginations at work. Some people believe that when we die, we remain forever exactly as we are now. That's a human idea based on projection, without an understanding of the greater reality beyond the one we experience with five senses. We imagine the afterlife this way because we don't want to let go of the loving connections we care about in this life. Our life with others has a unique meaning here, which we don't want to change or end. But at the moment of physical death, those worries and concerns end. There is no more separation, only total reunion with the Great Spirit of One, which spiritually includes everyone we have ever loved. After physical death, we won't be in the same form with a body, instincts, fears, limited senses, and ignorance of what we really are. The illusion of separateness is lifted upon physical death. There is no fear, only perfect peace. Physical death is not terrifying. It's all good after this. It's all ours spiritually for eternity.